You know that wonderful little Long MacArthur Ford commercial you just played?
Yes.
You weren't listening. Anyway.
I was in deep conversation with you.
It scared the crap out of me, that siren. I'm in my little zone on my way to work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? And I look up, there ain't nobody around. I'm like, damn it, Stoops.
I didn't do it.
Well, somebody pushed the button.
It was part of the commercial.
Well, it needs to stop.
It needs to stop. Yeah, there are some commercials.
Not this early in the morning, guys. Not this early.
Oh, so we need to restrict commercials to certain times of day when people are less likely to be driving.
Probably 7:30 to 8. That's my driving time.
Okay. It seems a little picky, you know.
Well, you know, when I'm trying to doze and speed at the same time, that's not a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
To be woken up like that.
That's a good point. And, yeah, you need to be paying attention. I'm usually anti-spots on the radio also that do have the siren in the background. Because, yeah, it kind of throws people. Or the honking of horns.
Yeah.
That's another one that kills me. Or chainsaws, you know.
Well, that might give me the goosebumps.
Yeah.
We got to be careful about some of that stuff, okay?
But in all actuality, it does perk you up a little bit. You pay a little bit better attention. So.
Well, yeah, it did bring me back to reality. I was still stuck on the last caller. I'm like, wow, but...
Oh, the high lady?
Yes.
She does that to everyone.
I was waiting for her to sing for you.
No, no singing this time. I guess she was not in a singing mood today.
Guess not. Mm-hmm. Not cool.
I still haven't found that. Last week, someone on Free For All Friday requested the Stooks in the Morning, Stooks in the Evening, Stooks in the Summertime. I've totally forgot about it.
I know. I was listening and waiting, and then I just gave up on you finding it.
Yeah.
So maybe she needs to call back and sing it for you.
Maybe.
She should.
Yeah, Fran. Maybe we need a new a remix.
That's
know?
Right.
Cool.
There we go.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Free For All Friday, 539-9750 or 238-0975.
I tried to get in last week. Sometimes it's very hard to get into you guys.
I know. Sometimes people are on fire and they want to talk a lot, and other times they, you know, are just not there.
Yeah, so. Well, I was trying to call in last week so I could tell you all about the concert I went to, and I couldn't get through.
Which concert did you go to? My Chemical Romance?
Yeah.
Look at that. Right up here. How was it?
It was awesome. It was. I've been trying to convince my mom to buy tickets for another one because I don't have a credit card.
Yeah.
And she said she would do it, and then she changed her mind and said, well, not really changed her mind, but she decided that I couldn't go before school was out. I had to wait until, you know, the summer.
Yeah.
When one of her friends could go with her because she doesn't want to go to a concert.
What?
Yeah, she doesn't want to go to the concert, so she wanted to wait until, because one of her friends works out of school. So she wanted to wait till the summer so she didn't have to take off work.
I gotcha. So she could get as trashed or high as possible and sleep in, and I get it.
Yeah. I wanted to go to Bamboozle, but she doesn't want me to go to New Jersey because she thinks there's bad people there.
Yeah, maybe. Bruce Springsteen. Watch out for him.
Well, My Chemical Romance is going to be there, though, so I want to go.
Yeah. So that was a really good show, huh?
Yeah, it was.
I had a feeling. They're amazing. Damn good.
Yeah, it was very good. I had gone with my sister and her boyfriend and one of her friends, and there were people crowd surfing and stuff. We were right at the barricade, and she hit her head on the barricade, and we ended up in the emergency room right after the show. But she said she would do it all over again. She said it was all worth it.
Yeah, it gives you a story. Worthwhile.